breaking news, a school bus filled with elementary students involved in a crash. How the children are doing as emergency responders check on them.
Our Friday evening could be interrupted by severe storms. Damaging winds and heavy rain are possible. See the 2 hours we're most at risk.
From first in flight to the first nonstop flight to Central America. Newest offering at Raleigh-Durham International brings big business to the Triangle.
Let's get started with this weather tonight here at 7 o'clock. Some rain moving through our area as we take a look at the radar. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Dan Haggerty. At some points today, we really did see the rain coming down as we take a look at this is the windshield from the WRAL storm tracker as it was crossing over some of the roads here in our area. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the Severe Weather Center tracking the rest of the night for us, Kat.
Earlier today, we did see some severe thunderstorm warnings in the Sandhills, and at times there was over 300 strikes of lightning in just a matter of 15 minutes. But since then, the radar is quieting down, which is definitely good news for your Friday night, but we do still have some rain moving through Rocky Mount and Elm City at this hour. It's moving east, so it will be moving away from Rocky Mount. It's going to be headed for Tarboro, Pine Top seeing a bolt of lightning nearby, a rumble of thunder, and this will continue to move east, but we're not seeing anything new developing around the Triangle right now. Later tonight, we could see a few spotty showers. We could even see a few of these showers overnight toward daybreak tomorrow. Futurecast has been pretty consistent with some very early morning rain in our northern counties. That would quickly clear out. We'll see a lot of clouds to wake up tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, though, looking pretty good. We'll clear out by the afternoon, leaving us partly cloudy. Just a 20% chance of rain, and that's in the morning. 77 the high. Sunday, though, a big temperature drop, and then rain chances are going back up on Sunday. We'll have a closer look at this and the even cooler temperatures to follow coming up.
All right, we'll check in with you. You see Keely Arthur now in the WRAL Live Center. She's seeing how this weather is impacting the roads. Keely.
Yeah, and Dan, happy to report that we're not seeing too much in terms of impacts with the weather. You can see a few crashes here on the Beltline, but if you pull up the different traffic cameras, these are different parts of Raleigh and our viewing area, lots and lots of sun, which brings me to WRAL's Aaron Thomas. Aaron is live in the Storm Tracker. You're in the Raleigh area on the Beltline, Aaron.
We are. Yeah, that's correct, Keely. In fact, we have had the WRAL storm tracker in about four counties. We're talking about Wake County, Chatham County, Lee County, and Moore County. Let's get you over to video. I want to show you when the rainfall was at its heaviest. This is over in Moore County, over on US 1 in the Southern Pines region, the Sand Hills region. They did get a heavy bit of rain around this afternoon and, of course, around that drive time because the radar has it's kind of a lower activity. As a result, we're now seeing some sunshine. On our way back to Wake County, we did encounter at least two car crashes. Working to find out if those are weather related, but just something to keep in mind as we watch for the changing weather conditions. And of course, we have the WRAL Storm Tracker watching these things for you. Back to you.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much. Meantime, stick with us here at WRAL. You can also log on to the app. We bring that radar with you in your pocket. You can find the latest forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Team. Now we want to get to you to some breaking news. Quite a scene here. This is a school bus crash. There were students on board as well when this crashed tonight. WRAL Sky 5 over that scene in Johnston County as some of the crews are responding. Take a look at the car there as well. Four students from Corinth Holders Elementary School, so young kids, were treated for minor injuries. Authorities say that the car didn't yield at a stop sign and hit that bus. The incident happened at the intersection of NC 96 and Earsboro Road. No one was taken to the hospital, fortunately. Another breaking story tonight, a bit of a shock. A man in critical condition after an incident at a pool that happened inside a gym in Cary. Authorities said the man was snorkeling in the outdoor pool at the Lifetime Fitness in about 4 feet of water when other people noticed that he wasn't moving or breathing. The police department did not release any more information really about what happened, but we'll continue to follow this story as it develops. So from Raleigh to Panama, you can see the flight track right there in just under 4 hours. Today, Copa Airlines announced its new flight direct from A to B. WRAL's Sean Gallagher showing us now how this new option is part of a bigger growth effort at the airport.
It's no secret the Triangle is taking off, but a new arrival at Raleigh-Durham International Airport has the entire region ready to take flight.
Each day, flights from all over the world come in and out of RDU.
Original 1696 short,
So Iva and her brother Ken come out here a couple of times a week to watch them come and go.
I just like to see them moving in and out and what they're doing. And
think about how heavy it is and how it can even stay in the air.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
The physics of flight aren't the only thing that get Iva's brain burning with questions.
I'm wondering where they're coming from.
Starting June 21st, RDU can expect more folks from Panama thanks to a new airline with direct flights to the Triangle.
Copa Airlines, our newest international airline. Let's give them a round of applause.
Panama-based Copa Airlines will have four flights a week out of RDU. The direct flight will be just short of 4 hours, opening up the world to folks in our area.
There's direct connectivity. People fly. People visit. People do business.
And those connected with the airport say Panama has plenty to offer in return.
We're excited about the connectivity because of our ag business here in North Carolina. They can sell their products and services.
When you have billions of investment coming into an airport, that allows billions of dollars to come out in terms of the connections for jobs.
And with more traffic coming through the airport, that means more expansion. And that can't come soon enough. Last year, the airport saw more than 14 million passengers come through here, and they're expecting that number to grow by more than 1 million this year. At Raleigh-Durham International Airport, Sean Gallagher, WRAL News.
This area and the airport's growing, no doubt about that. With the addition now of this Copa Airlines, RDU now offers 10 international nonstop flight destinations. One man is dead, another is in the hospital this after a boat that crashed into a cement piling on Harris Lake. The search and recovery efforts right now went on for about 5 hours. This is video here of the boat that was damaged. Authorities say two men were out fishing overnight when that boat crash happened. At least one of them was thrown from the boat. Witnesses nearby called 911 after hearing cries for help.
That our heart goes out to the family, friends, and the community members that have been impacted.
Authorities have not released the names of the victims. The wait for some answers about the PCB testing at NC State's Poe Hall could last even longer. Multiple sources telling WRL's Five on Your Side that university leadership now says that students and staff will need to wait until the end of the semester to learn about the environment inside Poe Hall. You may remember the chancellor had previously said that test results would be released by the end of this month. The university closed that building in November. Since then, more than 170 people have come forward reporting to Five on Your Side that they have received a cancer diagnosis after working or studying inside. This new development was something that WRL's Lena Tillett talked to Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur about on the record. It's the story behind the story Keely has been covering now for months. From the firsthand accounts from people who worked there and studied inside Poe Hall to the first time that we learned about this issue, you're going to hear all about it. Watch On the Record tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL. So the jury is seated now in the former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Opening statements expected to start on Monday. Trump, meantime, will be in North Carolina for a campaign event tomorrow. His team says he'll be holding a rally at the Aero Center in Wilmington. He's scheduled to speak at 7 o'clock. Heidi Kirk, our reporter out there, will be there live with reports starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. During proceedings, a man with ties to our area shockingly lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse today. Maxwell Arizello, who attended UNC Chapel Hill starting back in 2005. We're told he is now in critical condition. Police say he threw pamphlets with conspiracy theories on them all over a nearby park. Then he poured some type of accelerant on himself and lit himself on fire. If you have taken a drive through UNC Chapel Hill's campus, you may have noticed some construction there. For about 5 years, crews have been working to build what is a brand new surgical center. And tonight, we're getting our first look inside the work that they've been doing. WRL Health reporter Grace Haba explains how the space will advance patient care.
These new procedure rooms won't just give surgeons the opportunity to talk to other members of the surgical team in the room in new ways, but it's also going to let them share images in real time with surgeons anywhere in the globe.
80 more beds, 59 pre- and post-op rooms, 15 observation beds, and 26 ORs. All of them will soon be offered here inside UNC's new surgical hospital.
All of these new operating rooms have the complex support elements for the many technical systems needed now and in the future.
These new ORs are twice the size of the hospital system's current rooms. More space means more room for new technology, like this machine that allows doctors to take updated scans of a patient during a procedure. And these 4K cameras. They can be attached to medical tools to give a detailed look at what's going on inside a patient's body.
Instead of finishing a case and then getting that opinion and then maybe having to go back and do another surgery, they can get it all done during that one surgery.
The 7-story facility will support all types of procedures, including vascular, neuro, and cardiac.
We are expanding our living-related donor programs, and the new hospital has special rooms that will facilitate those procedures.
The hospital will officially open for patient care in July. Grace Haba, WRAL News.
And the hospital will employ 500 people. 100 of those jobs will be brand new roles. Stick around next year at 7 o'clock. The new money coming to North Carolina just announced today as part of clean energy investments. We're going to explain where the dollars are coming from and what specifically they're going to be going toward. Then, after Netflix cracked down on password sharing, did you cave? Did you get an account of your own? Sure you did. It turns out you're not alone. How much success the streaming app has seen since it got tough on people trying to game the system. Now to this video that no matter how many times I see it, I can hardly believe it is real. So this is the man who was caught recording up a woman's skirt. And apparently, this is a local story. According to the reports now, he's been doing this before. He's now facing more felony charges because of this. We first showed you a couple of days ago the video of 21-year-old Thomas Elliott. Faces 5 counts now of secret peeping from Greenville police. He's also accused of secret peeping in Winterville. Police say Elliott secretly took a video at Open Door Church, where he volunteered. The victim captured in the video tells our sister station in Greenville it's important to bring awareness to situations like this.
Looking at him, he definitely doesn't seem like someone off the bat that you would look at and say, oh yeah, I think you would do something like this. So I think it's very important to bring that to light and to let people know that this is going on, not just in big crazy cities, but here in smaller places like Greenville.
Elliott also volunteered at Greenville Elementary School. Detectives have not found any evidence, though, of inappropriate contact with children at this point. Investigators say the post office in Zebulon was evacuated this morning because of a hazmat situation. The fire department was called to the post office on Vance Street. They were investigating a leaking package. Workers reported feeling dizzy after having contact with this package, and it turns out that it was containing leaking pool chemicals. The disruption at the facility wasn't very long. Business did continue not long before the afternoon. A grassroots group is urging the City of Oaks to live up to its nickname. The Oak Folk Collaborative sent a letter to City Council. Now, the group asked the council to adopt a new conservation ordinance to expand the protection for trees. The group also wants the city to create a new task force that would focus on ways to save existing trees and to plant more. A report released last year found Raleigh lost more than 1,300 acres of tree canopy over the last decade.
It would be really great if the city had more reason and more means to persuade developers to go ahead and make some money and go ahead and build some houses, but let's conserve some trees while we're at it.
The group's also encouraging the city to increase the number of trees it plants to 3,000 this year. Right now, the city is planting 1,000 new trees along streets in and around downtown over the next 3 years. So there's a new investment now in electric vehicles and clean energy across the country, including here in North Carolina. Today, we learned Siemens is getting more than $18 million in federal credits to help with this. WRL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin explains how this could lead to more money in our state.
Officials toured this auto center today where students are learning to convert and repair electric vehicles. Training programs like this are growing as more investments in the state in clean energy are just boosting job opportunities.
We we are bringing manufacturing home, people, and that is great news.
Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm visited Raleigh to announce $4 billion in tax credits for over 100 clean energy manufacturing projects.
And we want to build this whole clean energy economy in the United States. And so this is to incentivize the manufacture of all of these types of components, not just for the grid, but for electric vehicles, et cetera.
Granholm toured Wake Tech's EV facility to learn more about the workforce that will feed North Carolina's growing clean energy economy. The state has seen more than 67,000 jobs in the sector and more than $42 billion in capital since 2020.
What we're finding out is not only is it the right thing to do to fight climate change, but it's putting money in the pockets of families.
Officials announced Siemens will get more than $18 million in tax credits to expand a transformer manufacturing facility in Charlotte, expected to bring nearly 500 jobs. Growth that supports energy independence, as nearly all the power we consume passes through transformers, and 80% are currently imported.
We've increased our capacity here and expanded one of our factories, and we're going to be making these transformers here in North Carolina to support the U.S. network.
Officials stress the clean energy transition will require the infrastructure, supply chain, and workforce to support it. Many students here are in apprentice programs, so they're already starting to work before they graduate. And they're working on some cool projects. Check this out, a 1958 Chevy Del Rey. They're converting to an all-electric vehicle. I already asked, it's not for sale, but hopefully there'll be more mechanics on the market soon to do fun conversions like this. In Raleigh, I'm Liz McLaughlin, WRAL News.
We gotta take care of Mother Earth, don't we? As we take a look back at an Earth Day event happening here in Raleigh, looks like they got a pretty good showing there. That's Dix Park, I believe. So,
yeah.
Kat Campbell joining us now. Glad the weather is holding up for
them. It looks pretty good out there. It looks like they've got good attendance, too. It's pretty nice out there tonight. Just a couple of areas still seeing some leftover rain. In Sanford, a nice evening. You'll be able to see a pretty sunset tonight. But we do still have some showers in the eastern part of our area. These are limited to Edgecombe County at this point. A couple of bolts of lightning there and just some quick heavy rain. Elsewhere, things are really quieting down. We had some leftover showers moving through Cumberland County. Those are fading. And then later tonight, we could see some rain moving through, but that's not likely to be severe. So overall, things are quieting down on the radar now. 74 in Raleigh at this hour, but look to the north. It's 48 in New York City, 55 in Chicago, 56 Kansas City, and 61 in Nashville. This air mass is what's going to be moving into North Carolina. The cooler air is coming, and you will especially notice it in the mornings. Morning lows, not bad tomorrow morning. It'll be about 60 degrees and still pretty comfortable Sunday morning at 53. But you'll notice the difference Monday and Tuesday mornings. 46 degrees Monday morning at daybreak, 44 on Tuesday morning. So definitely cooling down. No more upper 80s in our forecast. Tomorrow is one of the warmest days on your 7-day forecast. So make the most of it. It's still a pretty nice Saturday, just a 20% chance for rain. Very early on, partly cloudy. And then Sunday, 61 the high, with showers expected to move in. We could see some scattered showers early in the day. And then steadier rain should move in later in the day. It's not necessarily heavier rain, but just a steadier rain on the way. For the mountains tomorrow, temperatures topping out in the mid-50s at Grandfather Mountain. Asheville, 67. Mostly cloudy in the mountains tomorrow, but check out these temps on Sunday. 46 Grandfather Mountain, Boone, just 52. The Highlands, 50 with rain coming down. Not going to be the best Sunday in the mountains. At the coast tomorrow, we could see some showers in the southern beaches. High temperatures in the 70s for the most part. And then looking ahead to Sunday, high temperatures are going to be cooling off at the coast. Only 65 at Ocean Isle Beach, 62 in Topsail, Nags Head, upper 50s. You know, this week when we had those upper 80 degree days, we saw people up and down Carolina Beach enjoying the beautiful weather. Not necessarily the best weekend for that. Unfortunately, that weather doesn't carry into the weekend. For tonight, just a few scattered showers left over. We're not expecting anything widespread or severe tonight. But looking ahead, we'll watch another round of rain moving in Sunday. With the air being cooler, it will be more stable. So not expecting a severe threat on Sunday. As we look ahead toward next week, we'll get to see some more sunshine. The forecast is trending toward more sunshine, but that means cooler nights ahead. So we did have to bump down the lows, 77 degrees by the time we get to next Wednesday. And that'll be the warmest day of next week, Dan.
All right, a little cool down. Kat, thank you. Next at 7, oops, she did it again. Taylor Swift drops not one, but two albums. Wait, that's Britney. That was the oops thing. Anyway, Taylor Swift, she's great too. why she says 16 tracks wasn't enough for Swifties this time around. A lot of people ended up getting locked out of their Netflix accounts after the company figured out how to stop people from sharing their passwords. And it turns out that that move made the company a whole lot of money. Got more people to sign up, too, after they got kicked off their relatives' accounts. The company says about 30 million new customers decided it was time to get an account of their own in 2023. They also report 9.3 million subscribers in just the first quarter of 2024. That happened after Netflix blocked people from using an account registered to a different house. Also, in this time, the company created tiered subscription options, including ads, giving folks more options if they don't want to pay for that most expensive one. Tailgating. Here we go, Canes. It kicks off in less than 24 hours outside of PNC Arena. We got game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canes hosting the New York Islanders. That's tomorrow night. Puck drops at 5 o'clock. We're going to have full coverage of that game for you tomorrow night. The NHL released the full schedule of the games for this series. While you were sleeping, we were up. We're always up. We're paying attention. Game two is Monday night at PNC. The series will then shift to Long Island. That's game three on Thursday, game four on Saturday. After that, the games will alternate locations until one team clinches that series. Hopefully it doesn't go that far and the Canes can get to round two. The State Highway Patrol has a new look out on the roads. Check these out. These are the 2024 Ford Mustangs. They're going to join the fleet. 25 of them in all will hit the roads as marked vehicles in the next few months. These cars continue an ongoing tradition with the Highway Patrol. Mustangs have been part of their fleet since the 1980s. So not one, but two Taylor Swift albums. She surprised fans today. She came out with her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department. Real Swifties knew that it was coming out, but then she dropped another album at 2 a.m., a little surprise, a little double hit. This double album of hers is the first release since the end of her last relationship, which was 6 years. You know, she's writing all about that sort of stuff, and nobody does it better. Thanks so much for being with us here on WRL News. We'll see you back here at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRL.